This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Boon Wurrung people of the Kulin Nation, the land on which we're lucky enough to raise our sons and daughters. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
Hello and welcome to Tits and Tricks. I'm Lou and this is our bite-sized advice-based podcast coming to your ears every Thursday. Hayden's got about 5 minutes left before he leaves for work, so this might need a part two. It's 6:20 on a Thursday morning. Should have done this last night, should have done this last week. I didn't. I am disorganized. Making work work doesn't always work, and I am on a deadline. So let's go. This might need a part two. I'll get through as much as I can today. If it requires a part two, I will drop that tomorrow or later today. So today we're talking about how to tell your boss that you're pregnant. And when I say that this kept me up at night in my 20s, even though I didn't plan on becoming pregnant until roughly 30, you best believe that I'm not exaggerating. It's basically why I started Ready or Not. I wanted to know two things: how you tell your boss that you're pregnant and how you actually return to paid work after babies. I wanted to know how the bloody hell people did what I thought of as the scariest thing at the time. But with hindsight, I can say that I was being incredibly dramatic. So if you're feeling scared, know that you're absolutely not alone, but most workplaces and nearly all managers will be supportive and happy when you tell them your news. So before we get started, I want you to repeat that over and over in your head. First up, I'll tell you how I told my boss. I had an incredible and supportive manager, and she was a mother of two who never really called herself a career woman. Even though she was very successful at what she did and a very clever woman, she would openly say to me before we even talked about motherhood that she'd happily not work or work less if it was financially viable. And this candor, while being an absolute gun at her job and the absolute rock of our team, was really refreshing. So when I got to trying for a baby and it wasn't quite happening after 6 months, I was starting to become a little bit flat. And because I'm the most open book in the world, and she was open with me about how she felt about working with motherhood, I told her. Now, I don't always recommend email as the best mode of contact for these things, but I am an emotional girly, and it was during COVID lockdowns. Well, actually, it wasn't lockdowns, but we were just working from home a lot. So we were pretty much never in the office. So it felt like the right mode of contact at the time. And I wanted to sort of get out how I felt in an email and not cry on a screen. So I emailed her to let her know how I was feeling and to ask for 2 days off work because mum and I were going to stay in the city for a little staycay just to reset things and to feel a little bit better, which was so nice, but beside the point. I now know that 6 months of trying to conceive isn't the end of the world, and Ray was conceived only 2 months later, so I almost do feel a little bit dramatic recounting this story, but it did really sadden me at the time. And if a friend of mine came to me upset that 6 months of trying had not led to a baby so far, I would say, yeah, it's shit and you're okay to be sad. So I'll try to give myself the same grace, even though I'm a bit embarrassed, to be honest. So anyway, because my manager was such a legend, not only did she tell me about how trying to conceive her second baby took her some time and so she understood how I was feeling, she also thanked me for sharing something so private with her. It was really great for me and for our relationship, and it did absolutely nothing to deter her from giving me exciting projects and opportunities. So if you have a supportive manager and you feel the need to let them in on anything to do with your fertility journey, please know that most will be supportive. So then when it came to the time that I actually was pregnant to telling her about 3 months later, I told her pretty much straight away. She knew I was trying to conceive anyway, and I'm such an open book, and the secret would have eaten me alive. She received the news so well, I told the team once I got past the first trimester, and I couldn't have been more supported. I just want to highlight that me telling early was just a personal preference that suited my personality and the way that I operate as a worker and just an over-apologizing type of person, which I've really tried to pull back on, that sort of people-pleasing, over-apologizing side of things. Loz, on the other hand, is the exact opposite. She told her boss closer to or even past 20 weeks. So please know that I am in no way saying that's what you need to do.
You do not need to tell your boss you're pregnant the second you pee on that stick.
So with that in mind, let's take it back now. What did I do before I told my boss? Firstly, I read up on my rights as an employer and became aware of the parental leave entitlements, both within the business and the government entitlements too. So when it comes to telling your boss that you're pregnant, this is straight from the government's human rights website, which I'll link in the show notes. It says, while employees do not generally have to notify their employer that they are pregnant, there may be health and safety reasons to do so. Also, you need to notify your employer to access certain employee entitlements. For example, if you've worked for your workplace for at least 12 months before the date of birth or expected date of birth of your child, and you are planning on taking parental leave under the Fair Work Act, you must, if practical, tell your employer at least 10 weeks before you intend to start this leave. So that would equate, in most cases, to roughly 28 weeks pregnant. You do not need to tell them before then. Before then is totally up to you. When it comes to the amount of leave you're entitled to, check in with HR or speak to someone within the organization if you have to and you can't find that information via a portal or some sort of, you know, manual, let's call it, to understand if your place of employment offers any paid parental leave. So for me, that was 12 weeks of full pay, which really helped with the government pay. On top of that, the government, as of July 1, offers 110 days or 22 weeks based on a 5-day work week. The current payment for parental leave pay is $183.16 a day before tax or $915.80 per 5-day week, which is based on the weekly rate of the national minimum wage. There are certain criteria you need to be considered eligible for this leave, but most workers will receive it. Now, if you are in a probation period, you're before that point, you just got a new job and all of a sudden that pregnancy you've been waiting years for has finally happened, I'm going to link you to episodes where we discuss that specifically. This is not about that per se. This is just about the general conversation of how to tell your boss if you have been there for that 12-month period. Something else I did was start to log any achievements or any sort of details around my roles and responsibilities. I thought this could help me for a few reasons. It stopped me from feeling guilty for having a baby because I realized what I'd done for this workplace and I thought about my achievements and I actually saw them on paper. The next reason is that if there were any salary reviews during my pregnancy, I knew this would help me to feel confident to ask for more money even though I was going on leave. Again, I'm a people pleaser, over-apologizer. I don't normally ask for what I want. I knew this would help me to have the confidence to go into those conversations without apologizing for being pregnant. Next up, it helped me to feel like I was in control and slowly chipping away at a handover document. You don't have to do this. This is just my personality. I like to be in control. I like to be organized. I also knew it would help my manager to decide how they would plan for my parental leave cover. And lastly, if anything did go awry, which in my case, I knew it was near impossible, but we always have to protect ourselves, I knew I would have a log of all the achievements to date to back me up should I be unfairly treated, which we'll get to as well. My next key piece of advice, and this comes from my beautiful mother, is do not apologize for your pregnancy. Say that again in your head. Do not use language that invites anyone to turn this into a negative experience for you by downplaying your excitement or acting as though you're letting everyone down. You're not the first person to do this. You will not be the last. And if you're excited to be pregnant, let the record show that and do not over-apologize. By doing so, you definitely invite those perhaps less sympathetic, empathetic, more stressed out managers that care more about their bottom line to do the same, and it will help to set the tone of your pregnancy and your parental leave at work. When you actually have your conversation with your boss, I highly recommend telling them before any colleagues or work friends. This is so that it doesn't somehow get back to them and they feel like they've been left in the lurch or left in the dark. I think you can pick the mode of communication that works best for you, but in person is normally best, and you may want to follow up with an email so that it is in writing should any issues arise.
Now, this one is totally optional, but if you're like me and planning for these things makes you feel more relaxed and in control, you could present a really loose plan when you tell your boss that you're pregnant. This might include when you think you want to go on leave, what's happening in your department around that time, discussing whether your role will be filled internally or externally, and what you might like to achieve before the leave begins. This is not necessary. You don't owe your boss this level of detail, especially not when you're announcing your pregnancy, but it might make you feel more in control of the situation. It also might mean that you develop a bit of a plan of a project that you really want to manage or nail before you go on leave. Again, don't put yourself under too much stress here. But on that, do not commit or think that you can commit to when you'll be returning to paid work. I told my boss I wanted to slowly return at 6 months, and she told me not to promise anything or set anything in stone yet. And I know you want to look committed to your role, but don't promise you'll return to paid work early. Instead, loosely discuss giving yourself more time rather than less. Obviously, what's feasible for your lifestyle and your finances and all of that, and plan to have check-ins instead. This is where you might like to use your keep in touch days. Again, this is just stuff to have in the back of your head. Do not set things in stone too early because you're over apologizing for having a baby. So what if something goes wrong or your boss reacts negatively? If this happens, I am so bloody sorry. This absolutely sucks and it's just plain unfair. Luckily, there's more positive stories than negative ones. And while this hasn't been my experience, this is what I would do. Write down and file away any incidences in which you may have been bullied or discriminated against. Know your rights as a pregnant person. Again, I will link all of these in the show notes, but in short, you have the right to take sick leave for pregnancy-related sickness. You have the right to request flexible working arrangements in certain circumstances. You have the right to be safe at work and to be transferred if you cannot safely carry out your current role while pregnant. And employees who have worked for a company for more than 12 months are entitled to at least 12 months of unpaid parental leave. So they have to keep your job for 12 months or hold your job for you for 12 months. And then if your situation with a manager or a boss to do with bullying, harassment, discrimination becomes more serious, you may need to receive advice from other people who have been discriminated against when pregnant and even engage an employment lawyer to protect you and your rights. And I have to go now because I can hear my baby crying. Hayden has had to leave for work. So if there's anything I missed, let me know and we will do a part two. But let me remind you, you are not breaking news. This is not sad. This is not terrible. You are simply letting your boss know something that is exciting, that is beautiful, that is a part of a brilliant next chapter. Congratulations. Do not let this dim your light.